Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio.
A crossover is...
crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving, crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker.
The crossover continues to evolve.
All right, it's Friday.
It is Friday.
Yeah, good luck with your show.
Okay.
I settled down.
One of those days.
We covered a lot of bases.
It's a little
scary. See, by the time I was really locked in, I feel like you guys had calmed down or something. I don't know if I got you at
check out that first 90 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm surprised we're still on. To be honest.
Well, because
it was one of those days.
A commitment till Nick says goodbye to us.
Thanks for staying true to your commitment, guys.
Okay. So what's the routine? Coffee, hugs, play with the kiddo.
Yeah, you know, so coffee. Try to maximize a little moment with the wifey. Just hey, what's up? Everything good?
Are you like robing it over the paper?
I used to robe it. But I've tried to
steer.
I got a robe in the crib.
I told my buddy last night.
You got a robe, Gary?
No, time out.
Oh, man, I grew up.
So last night at Chattel's Roast, like the shows came up in 1620, and I was telling one of the guys that asked what your personality was really like, and I said,
what do you really like?
I said, you know, I think Nick's a guy that should have been born in like the 60s.
Yeah. I got.
Do you know what I mean? Because yeah. Like,
I like
you're
older
a,
things.
You're
like
a grown up.
Yeah, I got like.
I try to pull you into the weeds. You won't like be immature with me.
I don't know.
You like
robes. I like robes and rocking chairs and good conversations and sunsets. I love a good sunset.
Now,
are you joking me right now?
No.
Oh, God.
Hey, you know what?
Hey, Stitch, you want to take a ride? You want to take a ride?
The rocking chair. Hey, Stibbs,
by the way,
you guys aren't country fans. He put on a great show at the Chai on Saturday night.
Tell me when I said, hey, Gary said you look like such and such. He had some choice words for you. So there's Sharpie.
Hold on. Come up to the microphone.
Luke Combs is one of the hottest country stars. Okay.
Luke. Stibbs looks like Luke Combs.
No, okay, Stibbs said the I guy didn't have only choice has six words songs and they're always about beer.
Yeah, there's no choice words for you. I just said, what? Do all fat guys with a beard look alike?
You know who would say yes? Who has that same complaint?
You.
Schaefer.
Yeah.
Do you think Schaefer looks like Luke
I've heard
Combs
him say
too?
That.
No.
No.
Says the guy that compared me to Vijay Singh.
Oh. Gary!
Okay. So, here's the discussion.
Because they both have brown skin, right?
Yeah. No.
The backpedal begins.
I have learned that there is different shades of caramel.
Okay. And you think his shade is similar to
Vijay? He went Calvin Pete.
Yeah.
Okay.
Calvin Pete is like a sunburned caramel.
Okay.
Vijay is kind of like a mellow, sizzling caramel.
Carmelo.
So what you're saying is if Damon and Vijay did the whole like arm-to-arm thing, it would be...
No.
And that's enough for Gary to say. You look alike.
Calvin is closer to the defensive plays in Lincoln.
Black?
Real black.
Real.
On that note, I'm going to leave.
Oh, like you don't know awkward.
See you, no, Stibbs.
Nobody does awkward better than the Stibbs afternoon show.
Well, who's George? What shade of caramel is?
Mocha.
Is George a...
See, I didn't know all
is he like this Michael is, B. Jordan?
I didn't know.
Ooh, he's fighting
Wait,
like
is
Michael
he,
B. Jordan
is he still
now?
Doing
like,
the B, or is it just Jordan now?
I'm not giving up to the B. I mean, come on. Michael Jordan is a basketball player.
Right, he has to do the B.
I mean, you have to add the B in
Caramel macchiato.
Is that you?
That's me.
Extra frappe or whatever. Yeah. Fancy word.
Extra foam.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
You pay $8.
The whole goal is learning something new every day.
For a coffee.
Okay, this is good.
Hey, no, I do want to know something because I just saw this on Twitter.
You guys would be watching softball, by the way.
But it's kind of what we're all over the place.
Can I hear you guys just right now, real quick, before you get to it, can you just each say a sport you don't like? Because you guys love everything, and I'm jealous.
I do
Give
not,
me a sport you don't like.
I do not
Gary,
like
you're
women.
On the
I do not like women's golf.
Okay.
I do not like
Women's golf.
Oh, geez, this is tough.
See, this is my point.
Well, that's because he's got a thing for Dinah Shore, so that keeps golf in, women's golf in
It's Nancy Lopez night.
Sorry,
Nancy
about that.
Lopez.
No, I
think it's just we had ESPN.
I wanted to watch North Carolina because I don't like their Argyles.
I'm sure you guys don't know every national. Could you name any national softball storyline?
Yeah, he just said
the number one storyline is that Oklahoma softball has won like 40 in a row.
Yeah, and Sharpie.
See, that's more than anything that I know.
Sharpie goes, oh, it's fine. You can keep it on women's softball because this time of year, and he just rattles off.
He says it's great for TV. It's fantastic for TV.
It is. Like, on our basketball trips, this is kind of what dominates the early mornings.
So your sport that you know about, well, maybe don't like, but, yeah, but know nothing about and have no desire to have
learn.
It on studio.
I mean, you've college, made, women's
you,
softball.
You've made baseball funny, though.
Yeah, I try to.
I mean, like how you.
Fan. I really like you know, people say stay in your lane. I stay in like a tiny lane.
The best.
And that lane is like a block long.
Listen, you know, I listened to the show after. The best setup you had, I almost wanted to steal it somehow. I was like, I don't know how to make that original. You set the whole thing up with like what you could and couldn't talk about.
Yeah, staying in your lane. Yeah. And what you know and what you don't know. Yeah.
I was like, that's gosh darn borderline brilliant.
You know what? I kind of had that thought, and I was like, that might be just my take. Hey, I don't even have, like, so, I don't have, like, my whole setup is my take.
Yeah, because you were talking about all the ingredients that Erstad has you think would mean success.
Right.
And I think the only thing that he was missing was coaching experience.
That's it. That's the one thing you can say.
He was an assistant, but everything else, he did check all the boxes.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, so I want to know what your reaction is to, because we have Dan Hoppen is one,
right?
Who is more NBA over college,
right?
It's not even close.
Okay,
he's like anti.
So
outside of Nebraska,
do you have many people that you interact with in your professional life, or your personal life, that want nothing to do with college, but they're all into the NBA,
or vice versa,
In my professional life,
are your college guys NBA guys too?
I guess Lavin a college guy. I mean, an NBA guy.
Like I would say, Jim Jackson's probably more of an NBA guy.
Okay. I can tell.
Yeah.
Lav's more college. Like, I don't really feel like I ever hear Lav talk about the NBA. Ever.
Yeah.
Because some of those guys in college, they don't like the NBA at all.
Right.
They don't want to talk about it. They have negative things to say about it.
What is it about? Why I kind of don't understand why you would like college basketball but not the NBA.
I get it.
Like, I can understand why and this comes from a college basketball lover, I can get why it's an inferior product of basketball.
But so
I
love it. Like, college baseball is the same way. I mean, these guys kick it. Like, a 970 fielding percentage would be good in college. Well, it wouldn't be good, but it would be serviceable in college baseball. If that was, like, in major leagues, people would call you the bad news bear.
So how can someone is there anybody that just likes college baseball and not major league baseball?
There are people that like major league baseball that can't –
See, I can wrap my mind around
that. We get it all the time. People don't like college baseball because of a number of things.
I can wrap my mind around that.
Aluminum bats, they don't field it clean.
This is not as good. This is not as good of a product of baseball.
I just get the sense sometimes when I watch sports, I kind of know what I'm getting.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
You got to set your expectation level accordingly.
Like, I'm pretty sure this young lady at the plate is not very good defensively. Now,
yeah, that's
it.
Yeah,
that
I don't know. I'm not totally sure.
George, have you ever produced with us? Like, I have. We say some things sometimes that are like,
especially at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys do that, man.
Man,
Dude, we have no same question.
We have no sense.
8 o'clock was hard enough with Chick and Nick, boy. We first 45 minutes was like,
dude, we have zero.
I mean,
we don't calm down until 45 minutes in.
Well, because you're working out.
We're so excited to see each other.
Yeah, I bet that's what it is.
We are so sorry we've derailed your show.
No,
can we stay?
If you want to.
What's in the open?
You know, I got a bunch of stuff. Today's like,
how'd you whittle it down?
I haven't really, totally.
Just going to play it by ear.
I got a bunch of stuff I want to get to. Look at, I wrote down, I'm shouting out both of you guys for your, you guys had each great questions to sip yesterday that got me really thinking, and I built an entire take around it.
Hey,
thank you for producing my show.
Real quick, is there a guy that you know in the media that has capitalized on his persona more than Sip?
No.
What he's been able to parlay is nothing short of fantastic. He plays like he's like this slap. The dude is like borderline genius.
Yeah, he's a sharp guy. But he even when he's saying something super smart, it's said in a sip way that is more digestible, you know?
Boy, you are black, aren't you?
You are, yeah. But so there. Hey, there's a take for you guys that one of you guys, and it'll be, I'll let you guys think for a second which questions they were. Yours was more of a statement, Gary, but it kind of got me rolling on some other things.
When are we going to get to this?
I don't know. Take the 1 minute break to set it up, I'll give you an answer.
All right, cool.
Okay, how about that?
So we'll call in.
Yeah, there you go.
This is Game Time with Nick Baugh.
It's 11 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
I told you last night, no!
On 1620 The Zone, Zone app, and 1620thezone.com.
They say, what's your show about? I say nothing. There you go.
Live from the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Welcome to the show. Here's Nick Baugh.
And with that, we say hello officially. Happy Friday to everyone out there. Nick Baugh with you, 11:07 here on the final show of the week, George. The final show of the week. You feeling good? You feeling great?
I'm okay?
I'm feeling good today?
I don't know if I'm feeling as good as DB and Gary are.
Yeah, they're feeling good. You know, it's Friday. Friday is a natural feel-good shot to the arm. That's all it is. I'm a Friday guy over Saturday guy.
Really?
Yeah, I love me a Friday.
You know what? I think I am too.
I'm more excited on a Friday evening night than I am on like a Saturday morning, I think. Just because a part of it is you know you have Saturday. Right? Bingo. So I'm double dipping with what I'm excited about there, you know? I'm double dipping with it.
I think my Fridays have dwindled down because I know I have to have an 8:30 Ferrell's at
once. Yeah, that'll curb your enthusiasm a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just ever so slightly. Just ever so slightly. You know who else is excited today? I think Isaiah Roby should probably be pretty excited today because he had himself a heck of a day yesterday at the combine.
Did you get a chance to watch?
I didn't get a chance to watch. Did you check it out at all?
I checked out. He played 5-on-5.
Yep.
He was a part of the first group. And I watched him. I watched him vividly.
Right.
He was on the floor with Kyle Guy.
Yep. He had a great first scrimmage.
Yeah, he had a very, very good first scrimmage. I liked his energy on both defensive and offensive end. The one thing that I wish, I wish he was a little bit more aggressive on offense, just a little bit. But he was fine.
But a part of that—that's what makes those situations hard, because everyone is out there. Like, how do you? Roby's a guy that is—he's passive by nature. But at the end of the day, if you're drafting him, you're not drafting him to go, you know, you're not drafting Roby to go score.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
Like, you're drafting Roby for all the things, all the little things that he does. And so that's what makes those situations so hard, is like, you're in that, like, who's going to continue to kind of do the right thing, for lack of a better term? Who's going to go shot hunt? Who's going to make the extra pass? Who's going to, you know what I mean? Like that, like, it's a hard situation for some guys to be in. It's a really hard situation. And, you know, again, I'm not surprised. He's a guy that I've always been high on, even going back to, you know, a year and a half ago. He's the new age kind of big guy in a lot of ways. Great length, great versatility, can guard multiple positions, good shot blocker, good hands on defense. He's a versatile offensive player that can face up and put the ball on the floor. He's the type that can go coast to coast off a rebound at the five spot. He's shown that he's got a capable three-point stroke, and he can score in the post. I mean, you can even bring him off ball screens if you want to get crazy. I remember walking into the coach's locker room before a game I was calling for Nebraska this year. And I was going in there to talk to Tim Miles and say what's up to Michael Lewis. And I had a quick chat with Lewis right when I walked in about the thought of putting Roby in a ball screen where he's handling it and letting him come off and make plays. He kind of goes, what do you think of that? I said, absolutely. You know? First 5 minutes of the game, he did it and scored. I was like, here you go. How about that? point is, this guy is versatile. And versatility is the name of the game nowadays, both offensively and defensively. Can you do multiple things offensively, and can you guard multiple positions defensively? And I think he's a guy that checks boxes on both sides. And he's the type of dude that NBA people are going to fall in love with the more they see him in person. I know I fell more in love with him every time I saw him live. Literally every single time I saw him live, I left loving him more. And he turned some heads yesterday, man. Jay Billis was asked yesterday who stood out. And his answer, Isaiah Roby. He said, quote, "I think he showed why he's a very good prospect in this year's draft. Probably a top second round pick. Maybe he can sneak into the first round." Boom. And again, I totally agree. We talked about this first scrimmage, 10 points, 5 rebounds, 3 blocks in 21 minutes. And he also, he tested well. I'm not sure how much that matters, but I mean, he tested well, which can't, I mean, it can't hurt. He ranks second among forwards in lane agility, second in three-quarter court sprinting in the sprint, you know, fourth in shuttle run, fourth in standing vertical jump at 33 inches. And all that does is validate what you see on the floor. Like, it validates the mobility and athleticism that you see out when he's in between the white lines. So, you know, Roby had himself a great day. And I, for one, am not surprised at all. Not surprised at all. Not surprised at all. And with, you know, the news of being over the scholarship limit, and then even the fact that one of the recruits was wearing Isaiah Roby's number 15 in his, like, commitment picture, tells you that, like, I think this dude is probably, he's staying in the draft. That's probably where things are trending. I even, not to name drop, I text Billis this morning. I was like, Roby. He was like, love him. So, you know, I mean, and Billis is, you know, I mean, he would know in a variety of ways. He would know in a variety of ways. All right, set up the show. Good stuff today. Three good guests. Brian Christopherson, 11:30. Danny Woodhead, 12 o'clock. Matt Schick, 1 o'clock. That's all coming up. You can email Nick at 1620thezone.com. You can hit me on Twitter at Nick Baugh, 402-951-1620. Off and running on a Friday.